Yes, my lion. I show the eye. So, this program is wild. Reggae Makosa, man. I show the eye, man. If you listen, tune into the station, Rasta.
Mama, 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 mama Center and 91X Reggae Makossa always honors the pioneers of reggae. And every October, we are proud to honor the late, great Peter Tosh, who fought not just for peace, but for equality. Please join us for our annual Peter Tosh Day celebration, Saturday, October 21st, when we present special guest and San Diego favorite, Mikey Dread, alongside his Dread at the Controls band. This is an all-ages event, only $12 in advance. Peter Tosh Day with the wicked Mikey Dread, Saturday, October 21st at the World Beat Center in Bobo Park. For more info, log on to our website, worldbeatcenter.org, or give us a call at 619-230-1190. See you there. See you there. See you there. Okay, this one is for San Diego and Tijuana. Friday, October 27th, 91X Reggae Makossa and the World Beat Center are thrilled to bring back, by popular demand, our absolute favorite Latin reggae band. Straight from San Juan, Puerto Rico, it's Cultura Porfética. That's right, these talented musicians have developed such a massive fan base in San Diego and Mexico that they're headlining their own show at El Foro in Tijuana. They'll be celebrating 10 years together. So if you love roots reggae, this is a show you do not want to miss. Friday, October 27th, Cultura Porfética plus very special guests at El Foro in Tijuana. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, contact us at www.worldbeatcenter.org or call us at 619-230-1190. This is brought to you by the World Beat Center in association with 91X Reggae Makossa. Reggae Makossa. Reggae Makossa.
Come make a trumpet, trumpet. to the King Solomon, come every summer.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys are listening to Reggae Makossa. I am Derica, holding down the fort for Miss Makeda Dread, who is in fabulous Peru. She's been there for about a week now, so she'll probably call in a little bit later. She's having a great time. She loves Peru, loves it down there. She was there for a concert doing some work, and we're going to hear all about that. So in the meantime, I'm holding it down. You were listening to a little bit of Yami Bolo, who is a wicked artist, if you guys don't know. He is going to be in town. We have so many concerts coming up, you guys. And Yami Bolo has been around for a long, long time, works real closely with the Marleys, and was on Damian Marley's Halfway Tree album, all over the album, so he's got a wicked, wicked voice. And then, of course, we're getting into our next concert, which is October 21st, and I don't really have to tell you guys, because San Diego loves Mikey Dread, and I know everyone's going to come out and support Mikey Dread, so we're going to get into a little bit of Mikey Dread. We'll be giving tickets away to Mikey Dread, and, of course, to Cultura Profetica, and a bunch of good stuff. So you guys are listening to 91X, Reggae Makossa.
Good morning. Miawezo, Africa Taupete.
I want to see, man.
I'm not afraid.
International passport.
Yes, I am. Katie Dredd right here.
International passport.
Yeah, man, I got an international passport. How you doing out there?
We're
making my coast alive and direct in Lima, Peru. How you doing out there?
We're doing good, listeners. Some Mikey Dredd gearing up for the show this Saturday.
This Saturday, Mikey Dredd in concert at the World Beat Center. That's going to be incredible. Did you guys all miss me?
Everyone has missed you. It's been, I can't believe, I mean, it's been a week. You've been over there doing crazy stuff, working hard, concerts and et cetera.
I've been working, but hard with Voices Patio.
I love it.
Man. I'm here with me.
Where are you at?
Amigos and... okay. Amigas, you know, we're just having a good time, you know, drinking the Tita Morada. It's a color. It's purple from purple corn, and I just we've been down there doing it really good, having a really good time. I'll let you talk to say hello to somebody from the Mias, a reggae band that that matched it up, and his name is Christian, and we're working on a project. For Afro Peruvian music.
I love it.
So listen, I'm like somebody that
Hello?
Somebody was trying to call me from Jamaica.
Oh no.
Amazing, you know. I looked up there and said Jamaica, right?
876.
You know what I mean? You know who that is. He's gonna talk to you about, you know, he'll say hello to him, and then he'll break it down in Spanish for everybody else. So a little. You can talk in English, but listen, you're gonna don't let her trick you, because you'll fall in love with her. Her name is Dangerous Derek. She has a guy in every band.
No. Oh, no. Friends. We all friends. Amigos.
Reggae Makosa once again. This is Makeda Dredd, and I'm in Lima, Peru. I'm getting ready to fly out to America. Big up everybody there.
Big up
in
Lima
my
for us.
Hometown, San Diego, California.
That's right.
And, America representing right here. And I'm going to put Christian on the phone.
Christian, okay.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi, Christian.
Yeah, I represent the Mia Reggae Band now. I feel so happy because Makeda bring the World Beat Center for the people from Chincha. Chincha is the center for the black culture from Peru. This person feels very happy, so happy for this project, because this person don't know the roots for the culture, the black culture. Everybody in Chincha know just play Afro-Peruvian music, but don't know the root from Africa.
Right now,
the people feel from Chincha so happy, because this project is very important for the Peru music, for the Peru, for the Carmen, for everybody. Because now the people know the really roots from Africa. Thank you, Makosa. Thank you, World Beat Center. Thank you, everybody, for listening. But now I so tired, because yesterday we have a big concert.
Oh, you had a big
show. Very nice concert. Very emotional show, because Semillas Reggae Band is a meeting for the black culture, for folklore, folklore, Peruvian folklore. We have a mention for all persons. We have a mention for Peru. The people need feel very, very, ¿cómo se dice orgulloso?
Proud.
Yes.
Proud for feel Peru person. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. No, Makeda, for all the listeners out there, Makeda is putting a World Beat Center in the area of Peru for the Afro-Peruvians, and wanting, and you were saying, Cristian, that, you know, it's important that Afro-Peruvians understand their African roots and not just their Peruvian roots. So it's a beautiful thing, and I know it's something that's close to Makeda's heart because she travels around the world trying to find the Afro cultures of every country. And, you know, Mexico that has that as well, and, you know, many, many, many places. So that's a beautiful thing, a beautiful thing.
Thanks.
What's the name of your...
I speak in Spanish, right?
Yes, say something to our listening audience in Spanish because we have a huge Spanish audience.
En Spanish. Hola, gente de Rey Macosa. Estamos muy orgullosos de tener acá a Makeda en Perú. Yo represento a Semillas Rey Van en esta noche. Y nosotros ayer tuvimos un muy lindo show. Hace tiempo que no tocábamos y ayer fue como demostrar mucha fuerza, mucha emoción, mucha pasión por el reggae. Tratamos de entregar muchos mensajes. Somos una mezcla de... En Perú es una mezcla de muchas culturas, de cultura negra, de cultura latinoamericana. Usamos mucho lo que es también instrumentos, como le dicen acá, serranos, que son la quena, que son la flauta para, por ejemplo, las canciones como No lo pudieron matar. Y ahora... estaba aquí en Lima también por otra misión que es muy importante, que es la de abrir el World Beat Center en el Carmen, que es algo muy importante para el Perú y para la música acá, porque allá las personas crecen aprendiendo a tocar cajón, a tocar a zapatear, a aprender a zapatear, y no saben de dónde son esas raíces.
Right.
Solamente crecen con eso, porque es parte de la cultura allá, pero no saben nada sobre África.
Cuáles
son los toques para cada comunidad. Yo tuve la suerte de aprenderlo y pagar por eso, pero ahora nos sentimos muy felices de que ella pueda hacer este milagro acá.
Oh.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias.
Muchas gracias también. Muchas gracias.
Okay. Jagayol, y thank you for Rey Macosa.
Oh, thank you so much, Christian. I look forward to meeting you. And definitely bigger things to go on down there in Peru. So thank you so much.
Thank you a lot. Bye.
Bye. Hey, that was beautiful.
Hey, it was good, huh?
Yes, yes.
It was really. So his music speaks with Andino, Inca. So it's really good, you know.
He's very grateful that someone's kind of shedding light. And I know I was telling the listening audience that that's kind of your mission, is to find the African culture in almost any country you can find, you know.
It's really important in El Carmen. And where we're at right now, where we're going, because we're going to lose the African influence in the
people
culture.
Don't know.
They won't know.
Right.
So for them to learn about Africa. So you guys, we want you to come out Bob Marley Day.
Yes.
Tribute to the legends, because we, you know, when you come out, some of this money will be sent. We can send teachers down, different things. There's no computers down in El Carmen. Mm. The kids, you know, if we don't do things down there, they're later on they're going to fall into drugs and whatever.
Right.
So we're very fortunate that we have a World Beat Center in San Diego, because people call all the time and they want, you know, World Beat Centers
in
their cities.
Right.
So you've done it, you've built it, so massive. I want to give thanks and praises to the Most High always for, you know, granting us so much. You know, I'm so grateful that we have the World Beat Center, African Dancers, Day of the Drum. But we're going to move forward in the All Killer Novel and 91X, Roots Rock, Reggae Makosta. And we're going to move into Mikey Dread, who will be in concert this Saturday. And that is going to be happening Saturday, the 21st.
First.
We're going to move into some roots and culture.
That's right. They love the Strictly Rockers here in San Diego.
Strictly Rockers. And with Reggae Makosta, Makeda Dread say so. In Peru, go that star.
Yeah,
That's right, Strictly Rockers. And that, of course, is the one and only Mikey Dread, who will be in San Diego at the World Bee Cultural Center this Saturday, October 21st. You guys do not want to miss. He puts on a wicked show. And he will be there with his Dread at the Controls band. And we just gave away some tickets. Of course, we'll be giving more tickets away for Mikey Dread, for Yami Bolo, for Cultura, all that good stuff. So stay tuned. I'm Derica, holding down the fort. Okay, this one is for San Diego and Tijuana. Friday, October 27th, 91X Reggae Makosa and the World Beat Center are thrilled to bring back, by popular demand, our absolute favorite Latin reggae band. Straight from San Juan, Puerto Rico, it's Cultura Porfética. That's right, these talented musicians have developed such a massive fan base in San Diego and Mexico that they're headlining their own show at El Foro in Tijuana. They'll be celebrating 10 years together. So if you love roots reggae, this is a show you do not want to miss. Friday, October 27th, Cultura Porfética plus very special guests at El Foro in Tijuana. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, contact us at www.worldbeatcenter.org or call us at 619-230-1190. This is brought to you by the World Beat Center in association with 91X Reggae Makosa. That's right. And if you guys don't know, you guys have to come out to that show. Anyone that knows me knows how I feel about Cultura Porfética. We're so excited to have them in. You know, they're just such great guys, humble, and such talented musicians. I make everyone listen to the CD, basically. And the special guests are going to be the B-side players. Of course, we love them. Hello. B-side players and Stranger, San Diego's own Stranger. So you guys have to come out for that show. If anyone, enough said. I know that everyone's been excited about it, and I can't wait. So here is Cultura Porfética, one of our favorite bands here in Reggae Makosa. La 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 la.
pasó el tiempo y quizás no nos viste llegar, pero al final toda moda viene y va, y solo el sentir de mi gente queda en esta voz musical, que como la fuerza de la gravedad, este ritmo nos aguanta los pies en la tierra. Hoy este ritmo que pesa, pesa, pesa. Hoy este ritmo que pesa, pesa, pesa.
Willie
and Boris from Cultura Profética
with Maqueda and the crew,
Reggae Macusa.
You guys, real quick, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see this band, one of my favorite bands in the whole world, Cultura Profética, happening at El Foro in Tijuana, October 27th. It's a Friday. Give us a call right now, 570-191X, 570-191X, 619-570-191X, and you've got yourself a pair of tickets to see Cultura Profética. You guys do not want to miss them. They put on the best live show. Give me a call.
Hay que limpiarla de toda esta guerra y de la mentalidad de que vende hasta su madre por tener comodidad. Y al fin y al cabo Roma siempre arderá, aunque se nos disfrace de defensa y de seguridad, no se puede bregar. La situación que existe en el gobierno actual, ya los partidos no hacen más que coquetear para ver quién se gana la corona, el baile de sociedad. Y por qué aguantar, por qué aguantar, si se sabe ya que el nuevo estatal que nos afecta. Vamos a cantar, vamos a matar, vamos a empuñar la verdad hasta que se den cuenta. La voz de la verdad no calla, ni con gases ni con macanas. La voz de la verdad no calla, no, ni con dinero ni con justicia envenenada. Fuerte es tu historia y demuestra que aquí hay tanto por pasar. Porque eres el pitirre sobre el guaraguao y que este pertenece. Porque levantemos el ala que había caído sobre la mar. Porque hoy nuestra protesta estamos solos en esta la verdad es que no debemos perder más. La verdad es que la conformidad no es temida. Porque aguantar, porque si se sabe ya que el juego es letal, que nos afecta. Vamos a cantar, vamos a cantar, vamos a empuñar la verdad hasta que se den cuenta que hay mucha fuerza en Boniquín. Mi gente sabe dónde pone el pie. No, no te equivoques, no, 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 no. Nuestra queja no es puro alarde. Esto no se aguanta, este ambiente de guerra. La marina está ya destruyendo a mi tierra. Y no, no, no nos sirven para nada. Solo nos regalan un oscuro mañana. Ni con dinero ni con justicia envenenada.
I can listen to every single song on all of their albums over and over and over again. That was Cultura Profética off their album Diario. And the song before that, again, was off their album Mota. And check them out. You know, they really are self-sufficient band, so they're not mass-produced or anything like that, just a bunch of talented musicians out of San Juan. And check out their MySpace, MySpace at Cultura Profética. And you have, I think we have a link on our website, worldbeatcenter.org, so check that out. These guys are so good. I give CDs to everyone, my cousins in Mexico City, my friends, I make my Jamaica friends listen to them. So, anyways, I want to get into real quick. We're going to have an exclusive interview with Mikey Dread coming up in just a second. Of course, we'll be giving more tickets away. The phones are lighting up, but I want to do this special dedication. We actually, for Jose, he called and requested some Hugh Mundell, and we have it. I told him maybe this week, maybe next week, but I want to big up everyone that's locked up, and I know we have a lot of listeners. He's, you know, said that everyone listens to us down there, and we just want to big you guys up and thank you so much. And, you know, just stay strong. Just stay strong. That's all I can say. And we really, really, really appreciate the support. So this one's for you, Jose. And you're listening to Reggae Makosa.
I know. My name is Andrew Tosh, and you're listening to Reggae Makossa and the crew. Rastafari, I love you all.
Remember that these treaties and the
Yes, yes, that is Peace Treaty. That is Peter Tosh, one of the more, during his time, one of the more controversial figures in reggae music. You know, a lot of people said that Bob Marley was, and he was in a lot of ways, obviously brought up issues and spoke about things that certain, you know, forces that be didn't like. But Peter Tosh, really, he was out there. You know, he didn't really care about, I don't know how to say it. He was, McCade always has the good example of Bob Marley was a Martin Luther King while Peter Tosh was a Malcolm X. You know, he wanted peace, but he was more into equality, and he was very, very, very outspoken. And, you know, of course, besides that, he was one of the original Wailers. Everyone knows Peter Tosh is the original Wailer. And I was just talking to Jesse. I can't believe he died over 19 years ago. That's amazing. He died September 11th in 1987 in Jamaica. And the reason we're bringing it up, we always love to honor the, you know, reggae legends, but this Saturday's concert with Mikey Dread is our official Peter Tosh Day concert. We don't want to forget that. Makeda was great friends with Peter Tosh and was the last person, I believe, in the United States, correct me if I'm wrong, but definitely in California, to produce Peter Tosh. And you know, she just absolutely had a great relationship with him, and so always trying to honor his name. He, of course, actually, maybe I'm going to go on a limb here. You're going to get mad at me, Jesse. If someone can tell me what Peter Tosh's nickname was. Jesse's laughing. He's like, Derica is giving away some tickets. And I know Makeda would be okay with this. So if you can tell me what Peter Tosh's nickname was. Bob Marley's nickname was Tuff Gong, and Peter Tosh had a nickname. If you can tell me, a very popular one, tell me what they called Peter Tosh, you will win a pair of tickets to see Cultura Profética in Tijuana, October 27th, because we've been getting a lot of phone calls about that. I should get a pair of tickets to see Cultura if you can tell me what Peter Tosh's nickname was. So there you go. We'll give a little question for you. We're going to get into some more Cultura right here. From Derica, holding down the fort.
Que se identifica, ven esta canción buena cobija. que todo aún tiene un remedio. Solo hay que encontrar los medios. Dar con ellos. Y así me llevas atado al misterio de tu intensidad. Sincera en mí tienes un soldado de tu voluntad. Oh, 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 oh. Ah, revolución en estéreo, escucha, no es en broma, es en serio. Movilización para elevar el criterio, aquí un mejunje, pa' mí un remedio. Revolución en estéreo, escucha, no es en broma, es en serio. Movilización para elevar el criterio, aquí un mejunje, pa' mí un remedio, pa' mí un remedio. Revolución en estéreo, escucha, escucha, no es en broma, es en serio. Movilización para elevar el criterio.
Yes, yes, you're listening to Reggae Makossa. Makeda?
Makeda Dread right here in Lima, Peru. Getting ready to leave it, and really had a really good time, and got a lot to, you know, and a lot of good music to play you. I mean,
so bring nice back.
To travel. You know, I got to travel every 2 or 3 months. I start getting stir crazy.
No, well, we start saying, we look at each other, we go, we got to get out of here. We have got to get out of here.
But enough love and enough respect for America, because we have
yes.
so much.
We
really do, and we're so fortunate. And that's why we have to keep it, you know, preserve it, because our foremothers and forefathers really fought hard so we can have a really great country. What we have, a lot of these people would really, really appreciate and really love. So, you know, big up to America.
Yes.
And
yes.
Definitely sometimes when we're living in it, you know, we take it for granted.
We don't appreciate it, absolutely.
And we definitely don't want these bozos to really mess up our country for us.
True.
You know, that's why it's going to take us to be really conscious and to use reggae music as our weapon, you know, for the future. So, and art and culture. So we're going to fight them with music, art, dance, and culture. That's what we got to keep, preserve, and teach it to the children. We don't want to lose America. We really
mm-hmm.
don't want it to lose it over something really stupid that our children won't be able to enjoy the clean rivers, the you know, the beautiful America. And, you know, also we want to not destroy the world, you know.
That's right.
Let everybody live in peace. Let everybody live conscious. And, hey, take care of our business at home, because we definitely need it. And we're a reflection to the world.
True, so true, so true. And that's why it's good to get out and you can realize how much we do have and, you know, all that good stuff. I think we have Mikey Dread on the phone.
Oh,
yeah,
we do. Mikey Dread.
Mikey
yeah,
Dread, Dread at the controls.
Well, they all want Mikey Dread in Peru.
they
want Mikey Dread all over the world.
Right, there you go.
Mikey Dread, we know that you're really going to tear up San Diego, and all age gets to see you. And, I mean, seeing Mikey Dread, I can see Mikey Dread 5 times a year and never get tired of Mikey Dread.
Well, we love what you're doing to, you know, Sister Makeda. So, like, you know, the basic thing is to keep the fire burning still. And, you know, you're doing your thing, and we love it. I'm doing my thing, too. And I've been doing this for 30 years. And we love what we're doing, even though some people maybe don't want to give us the props. We know that we're on top of things long before them. So it's not that
right.
The audience may not know the real history of Mikey Dread. They get brainwashed by other little things going around them, but it's about time they start reading. They go on the internet, they type in Mikey Dread into Google, they search, they know where I'm coming from, they know who we are, what we've done. We produce a lot of groups inside of reggae, outside of reggae. Those groups sell millions. So when I step on the stage in California, wherever I go, we step out there really bold and encouraging and approachable to youth. So youth know that they too can accomplish what we have accomplished. We're not trying to bigger than nobody. But maybe in America, and maybe within the reggae circle, you try, you find promoters putting up one artist above the next artist or one group above the next group. But what they don't understand is that reggae was built on a foundation called one love. Unity. We never have the competition in reggae. People are playing reggae and people appreciate different kind of music. No matter if this group better than that group, and if a group comes from Virgin Island, it's better than Jamaican artists, because it doesn't work like that.
Well, Mikey Dread is huge, and Mikey Dread is professional. I can get into, I mean, it's just like my brother. We go around, sometimes we go through our differences, but, when it comes down to it, there's no way that I can deny what a great artist you are, a great composer, band leader. I mean, to me, you're the best. I'm not just saying that. I've been with you for many years. My career started with you, and so we're gonna do, when the music starts, you're gonna see one of the best artists in reggae music, and that's Mikey Dread.
Yeah, but already, we love San Diego. We love what you're doing, because I got a lot of emails from kids that can't get into the Mikey Dread big concert. And if the parents listen right now, I'd like to let the parents know that, yes, the time has come when I'm going to be performing at an all-age event, an all-age venue, this Saturday, 21st of October. And they can bring their children out to see Mikey Dread live. Because one thing, I love the children, and I encourage children to go to school, to foster good education, and to be respectful to their parents. And that's what Mikey Dread, that's a part of what Mikey Dread is all about, encouraging and empowering people, yeah?
Well, thank you, Mikey Dread, and we're going to be blessed to see you again. I mean, you killed it at the Belly Up. It was so much fun, man. You the Black Star Liner, and it's incredible. If you want to see all the crucial Mikey Dread, and Mikey Dread, like I said once again, is, we're blessed to have these pioneers of reggae music with us. And so Mikey Dread is definitely a pioneer in reggae music. You can go to his website. Is that MikeyDread.com?
Yeah, that's it. They can go to MySpace.com/DATC.
Okay. And
yeah,
also, man, that killer,
show.
What about that killer, website that I like? Is that MikeyDread.com?
Yeah, that's the one. And we plan to give you a world topic show we ever do, because a long time I don't play in San Diego directly. The last time I played there was the Pacific Beach. No, this the other one, the Beach Fest.
Yeah, yes. So will you be coming directly in San Diego for everyone out there? Come out and see Mikey Dread, Dread of the Control, the original Dread of the Control. And, Mikey, he's not easy because, he's serious about his music. He knows which way he wants it. He gives me a hard time, but I love him.
Yeah,
my brother. Mikey Dread, man.
We love you, Sid, but it's like, it's a career thing. And we don't hate people. We love them, but sometimes, a lot of times I was asked, why we don't see on this festival? Why you don't play on this? I said, man, because there are a lot of haters out there. They don't want to see the real man step out there. But we love you. I thank you for what you're doing for me. My band loves you. We're coming up there. We're going to shake up San Diego. We wish everyone listening to your show right now a happy time across the border in Mexico. If you're listening right now, hola from Mikey Dread. Love you.
Yeah, enough Mexicans love Mikey Dread, man. Thank you, Mikey Dread. We'll
love
see.
You.
That's Dread is Control.
Yeah, man. One love, Sister Makeda. All the best to everyone in the studio. Music.
Bless. Mikey Dread is the Control. reggae artist that is in reggae music, and I'm serious. You need to get out there and see what a professional artist that Mikey Dread is, and I will say that over and over. Derica, you know I said it over and over.
You did, you did. You said, you know, his performance at the Belly Up was wicked. You called me from there, said you have to come down and see him.
Performances I ever seen in reggae music, you know, and that was Mikey Dread. I mean, you know, I haven't seen everybody, you know, so
everyone.
you need to come out and see Mikey, you know. And it is true, you know, Mikey Dread should. There should be much more. He should, you know, we got to put him on Bob Marley Day, you know. And if we're not full up and everything, but we got to get Mikey Dread because he's one of the vintage artists,
and
he needs to.
They do.
He needs to be. Man.
They love him out here in San Diego too. I mean, roots, hardcore San Diego sound. Mikey Dread.
That's right, Mikey Dread.
Ice cream and gold, it's over now. Rasta in control, Babylon is over now. It's coming to the end of this world.
For San Diego and Tijuana. Friday, October 27th, 91X Reggae Makosa and the World Beat Center are thrilled to bring back by popular demand our absolute favorite Latin reggae band. Straight from San Juan, Puerto Rico, it's Cultura Profética. That's right, these talented musicians have developed such a massive fan base in San Diego and Mexico that they're headlining their own show at El Foro in Tijuana. They'll be celebrating 10 years together. So if you love roots reggae, this is a show you do not want to miss. Friday, October 27th,
27th Cultura Profética plus very special guests at El Foro in Tijuana. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, contact us at www.worldbeatcenter.org or call us at 619-230-1190. This is brought to you by the World Beat Center in association with 91X Reggae Macosa. That's right, that's right. Tickets are on sale now. And Jesse, how are we getting tickets for the show? I know people are calling. Can you pick them up at World Beat Center? Okay, so you can come down to the World Beat Cultural Center, 2100 Park Boulevard. Can you do them online at PayPal? Ticket web. And of course, you can get tickets at El Foro itself. And if you guys, I know we'll be talking more about this, but it's right across the border. There's parking. Very lit parking everywhere. It's on, I'll give you the exact address right now, 7th and Revolution in Tijuana. It is the old Hialeah building, so it looks like a castle, kind of. And when you cross the border, we're going to also have shuttles. You can take a cab. It's the easiest thing. We do a ton of shows down there. Beautiful venue. Everyone come out. Get your tickets to Cultura Profética. And again, that's Friday, October 27th in Tijuana. We know everyone's going to come out and support that show. Also, this Saturday, the Peter Tosh Day, you can get tickets at the World Beat Center too, 619-230-1190. Check our website, worldbeatcenter.org, because we're constantly changing it. And I'm going to get into another group who, favorite group of Reggae Macosa, nicest guys ever, San Diego-based B-side players. I know you guys love them. They put on a great show. I love them because they play a lot of salsa, and I love salsa. So big up the B-side players. We're going to get into a little bit of the B-side players. They will be playing with Cultura Profética, and I know they love Cultura. So it's going to be an energetic show. These guys love each other, and it's just going to be an awesome, awesome show. Here you go, B-side players. Reggae Macosa.
There'll be times when you won't know exactly what's going on, 'cause everything just so wrong. The people will push you down, judge you right to the ground. Ones that you thought were your friends ain't gonna be around. Drugs will make you old, money will take control.
Consciousness, so please just remember to never forget your segregate. Our culture is being raped. The schools of today babysit, but do not educate. Homeless will work for food. Politicians think it's all good. Most likely there's a child molester in your neighborhood. Cancer is spreading fast. The ozone about to collapse.
Love those guys. What do you think about that? That is the B-side Players. Always such positive words to say out there for the community, for the youth, for Latinos. And so big them up. You guys come down. They will be playing with Cultura Friday, October 27th at El Foro. And we're going to get into some more Cultura.
Y si te crees que es broma, pues coge, toma. Ando empuñando mi bolígrafo por esta zona. Y si te asomas, verás cómo hay de sobra canciones y obras que valen más de lo que cobran. Y más vale que entiendas y aprendas a no apoyar tu seguridad en tus prendas. Porque si todo lo pierdes, entonces ¿con qué te quedas? Si todo lo que tienes es solo adornos, qué pena. De veras, qué triste suena como condena. Que tú bases la vida en solo mierda material. Nada especial se puede comprar. Y como dice el principito, lo esencial es invisible a los ojos. Por eso canto un coro como despojo, tratando de sacarme todo eso a que estamos acostumbrados. A ser ficha del ajedrez ciudadano. Hay que sacarlo todo limpio y fresco. Una canción de despojo te ofrezco. Pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento. Cambiar tu vida de contexto. Que para sacarlo todo limpio y fresco. Una canción de despojo te ofrezco. Pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento.
And you don't stop.
Y es que yo no voy con la vida social, lotería. Amparados a la suerte cada día allí abajo. En el puro rostro del trabajo hay arrugas de cansancio, pero sigue dando el tajo porque es caro. Vivir este momento es caro y claro, con el crédito todo el mundo histérico. Teniéndolo todo más, debiéndolo todo. Y está ya todo gastado antes que llegue el día de cobro. Ni modo, hay que andarse de codo. Hay que andarse negando favores. Se pierden valores, se pierde el te ayudo mi hermano. Pues solo trabajo pa' pagar y darme el lujo de gastar. Es más esclavitud, más trabajo. Difícilmente encajo aquí. Me resulta francamente absurdo estar viviendo así. No es pa' mí esta vida rutinaria. No quiero que rija mi vida, mi situación bancaria. Es situación precaria, me presagia vida agria y no es mi área. Soy fanfarria y alegría, aunque a veces se me olvida. Pero pongo siempre resistencia y mi pasión no se arrodilla. Alzo el bembe abajo y lava el brilla para reafirmar que está el jodido. No me humilla, no me baja, no me frena y no me quita la habilidad de cantar lo que me agita. Porque hay que sacarlo todo limpio y fresco. Una canción de spot te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento. Cambiar tu vida de contexto, que para sacarlo todo limpio y fresco. Una canción de despojo te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento. Cambiar tu vida de contexto.
Entre el cajín del quiero vivir y los problemas olvidados.
olvidamos que somos humanos y que en las penas corre sangre. Que este sistema es demasiado de grande, donde muchos se hacen ricos y otros se mueren de hambre. Y la rutina de tu vida se apodera, se contaminan las pupilas con ceguera, se nos ocultan las historias verdaderas. A conveniencia del sistema, la escuela, libertad de expresión con la lengua amordazada, pues los medios no mantienen la conciencia anestesiada, editando las noticias, ¿quién les discute? Por eso no conviene que el pueblo se eduque.
Por eso digo que hay que sacarlo todo limpio y fresco, una canción de espojo te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento, cambiar tu vida de contexto. ¿Qué pasa? Sacarlo todo limpio y fresco, una canción de espojo te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento.
Cambia tu vida, vida.
Cambia tu vida, bota esa mala vibra. En tu dieta es necesaria mi rima, que es pura fibra. No te confunda, el vacilón yo no me opongo, pero el exceso te tiene los sesos llenos de hongo. Y no es que quiera yo guiarme del más serio, pero has tomado la ruta vía expreso el cementerio. En una guerra mental la que vivimos hoy en día, la realidad está en tu cara, pero todavía no la ves. Preguntas por qué tienes estrés, por qué visitas al psiquiatra una vez al mes, por qué caminas como un zombie siempre medicado, por qué dependes de pastillas y siempre pelao. Te amamantaron con cupones y ahora nadie dobla el lomo, y quizás terminas en Irak repartiendo plomo. Yo mientras tanto me controlo con balance, de tripas hago corazones con lo que me alcance, pues es cuesta arriba como lucha contra el cáncer, pero ready para sacarle el parque cuando llegue el chance. Ando en lo mío, en pocas personas confío, el futuro se ve oscuro, por eso siempre sonrío y suelo ser optimista, pues el límite es el cielo, desde donde me bendice mi hermana, tía y abuelo. Y voy pa'lante, tranquilo y paciente, apuntando a la estrella como el mismo Clemente. Yo, este Borinquen sacudimos el planeta cuando el gran Carlos Arroyo sacudió su camiseta en frente de aquellos que nos pusieron el sello de inferiores, y ese mismo día cogieron lo de ellos.
Hay que sacarlo todo limpio y fresco, una canción de espojo te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento. Cambiar tu vida de contexto, que para sacarlo todo limpio y fresco, una canción de espojo te ofrezco, pues no hay pretexto para no hacer el intento.
Cambiar tu vida de contexto,
hay que sacarlo todo, todo limpio y fresco, te ofrezco este texto travieso, mi verso, pa' ver si tú bregas con eso, mira, que para sacarlo todo limpio y fresco, no toma tanto esfuerzo.
Yes, you know how we do here on Reggae Makossa. I'm Derica holding it down. Makeda is in Peru as we speak. She will be back next week because we have so many shows coming up. That was Cultura with their song, Canción de Espojo. So check them out. We're going to get into, another band that will be on the bill alongside Cultura and B-Side Players. And they're another bunch of nice, nice guys, and they're from my hood, Chula Vista, South Bay, representing. It's great to see that. And you guys should always support local music. They always play all around town, so check them out. And they will be playing in Tijuana. This is Stranger on Reggae Makossa.
The same, but I wanna know.
can't say get a quiet a mouth and a tight up on a say get a respectful girl when a search man phone. Them would a give up all house and home. Them on a feel be a girl when a bend. Every time him say him a chill out with him friend. Girl when a get fixed and lock up the punch. Every time him go watch a little reggae boys match to the rescue. Move off the girl them would a stress you. Welcome for perform a tear around here. Cause some girl won't be here around here. A woman said this is a rescue. Run with the girl them boy and stress you. Welcome for perform a tear around here. Cause some girl not be here around here. Woman said, well if your sex life is dead boss. We are the first one they seen like a red cross. Tell a girl when a search we just wreck you. If you run him no get fixed when he will lift you. Remember you are the one where they chase. Where you're supposed to put on with gas mask. Take him out of the dirty house. So take it personal when a girl help him out. Raise him bread for you. We give him out your mouth. Remember no angel a snuggle in your arms. This morning this might be the table and someone else's arms tonight. From them work below 2G, like some played out tired movie. I know for them get retired true way. Tell them how we enter the hall of fame. To us so quick we cut off the ball and chain. Massage your neck and get rid of your pain. Y'all say who we tell she what we do. They call we friends you. Run with the girl them boy and friends you. Walk up me perform a tear around here. Cause some girl now be here around here. A woman said it is a rescue. Run when they get them boy and stress you. Welcome up for perform a tear around here. Cause some girl now be here around here. Them and them send out them S-O-S-O-S. Tell them and them we are work for protect them interest. Cause some girl know they have man under be a stress. So we rescue the water but we check for the best. If a girl want fight it's just a waste of time. Cause every man still have the right to change their mind. While living in denial and act like you're blind. But one day soon you might wake up and find that the angel is snuggling in your arms. This morning and just might be the devil in someone else's arms tonight. Someone fight, this is a rescue. Run away and get a boy that stress you. Walk up for birth on my fear around here. Cause some girl now be here around here. My want you know this is a rescue. Move up to get a boy that stress you. Walk up for birth on my fear around here. Cause some girl now be here around here. So make us a war.
Oh. Yes, the reigning queen of reggae music right now, Miss Tanya Stevens. She is just ridiculous. Check out her album, Revolution. And big up to all the ticket winners. Jesse is handling those phones because I'm just throwing out. He's like, what's this one for? What are we giving tickets for? So, sorry, Jess. Anyways, we're going to almost wind it down here. And, of course, I always got to sneak in, my favorite song, one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite artists, Buju Banton. Big up those guys. My good friends, one of my best friends, so love them. Here's a little bit of Buju Banton right here. Reggae Makosa.
There was good and evil.
They were wicked last week.
Why raise the time of the Most High, ye sons of men? The rich man's wealth is in the city. Yeah. Destruction of the poor. Poverty, law, destruction of your soul is vanity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you hear?
right, you guys. Rule your destiny. I'm going to be signing off here. Thank you guys so much. We hope to see you on Saturday at Peter Tosh Day with Mikey Dredd. We hope to see you in October with, October 27th for Cultura. Kate is doing some wonderful Days of the Drum African events. So log on to the website, worldbeatcenter.org. I know it's a lot of information because we're just doing a bunch of things, but everything is on the website. I want to thank everyone. Makeda will be back next week. Thank you, Jesse. Love you, everyone. Great barbecue today. I'm Patricia. Love you, Mom. And we will see you guys next week. I'm Derica signing off. Reggae Makosa.